want you to love me like my dog.
It is 8:11 on this Monday morning. We're looking at 56 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings right here on FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. A big shout out to my mom and dad, Joe and Doris Marks, for celebrating their wedding anniversary today.
All right. Happy wedding anniversary. You know what you should get them?
What?
A dog or a cat.
Great segue.
Now, let me just back up. You're not far from a great idea, because I did go to the Christmas store twice since Friday.
Isn't that awesome?
It is so awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Do they not do the most fantastic job? We've got the best volunteers ever, led by our very own chief elf, Elaine Siegel.
You know what? And if you want to just go and get in the holiday spirit, you can go and you can look at the Christmas things, but the Christmas cheer,
yes,
and the love and excitement of the volunteers, you really feel like you've stepped into Santa's workshop.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. And you can get some fireworks on at the same time.
It's
located at 2203 Deerfield Drive in Fort Mill, in the big fireworks distribution office. Of course, it's the most unfavorite thing for a dog and a cat, but that's okay. For now, it's doing a wonderful, wonderful gift for us.
Right.
That is true. And hey, rarely can you go to a place and do buy all of your gifts for all the holidays starting now through the end of the year. So consider that a win-win situation.
Absolutely. And the variety. On the Christmas side, the variety is outstanding. I can't even say that enough. You'll find things that shouldn't be together, and they are, and it's just so much fun.
Well, like you said, this is one of the many ways to keep the Humane Society of York County up and running.
That's
because
correct.
We've got a lot of fur babies who need a place to call home, and we're going to start with our canine, our feline of the week.
Kobe, and it's Adopt a Senior this month.
Oh,
so we're going to talk about some seniors. And I got to tell you, having a senior in a rescue is so sad. They should be relaxing, enjoying their life in a home, being loved every single day. Not that we don't love them, but it's different than having your one person or two people to really just integrate with. So this is Kobe. I love his look.
I do too.
Don't mess with
Kobe's
me.
He's beautiful.
That's exactly his personality. It is exactly. He is handsome. He's an orange and white feline, about 8 years young. I looked it up. Most orange and whites are males. Did not know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I know. Little tidbit. Not all of them, but most. He spent just shy of 3 years with us, which is so not fair. He needs to be loved on a couch by a window with some birds he can watch outside the window.
Sweet.
He loves doing that, by the way. That is his joy, just sitting there and watching his surroundings. He is in search of a quiet home. No children, please. He just wants to have a lot of peace. There's no telling what he had before he came to us. And he is just a Mr. Personality. He's very funny to watch. I think because he takes love, and then he's had enough. And so that personality comes out, and he's like, all right, I don't know what you think I am.
back to the birds.
He's hilarious. So come in and ask about Kobe today. You will not be disappointed. And then we have our senior of the canine senior, which is this handsome little lucky boy. Is that not cute?
Adorable.
Oh, my gosh. Sad story. Him and two other chihuahuas, which are down below on pictures, Reggie and Pablo, were dumped at our door 8 weeks ago in this very, very hot of the summer in a very small kennel.
Mm.
Now, of course, it was dumped at the rescue, which is a good thing, but in the heat is never a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We luckily didn't have them out there too long, which was thankful. They are Lucky is about 10 years old, actually. They all are about 10 years old. And he is a little funny man. He's a talker, and he really is just looking for his forever. We just had his teeth cleaned and some extractions done, so he is healing and ready to go. And if you come and see him in what I call the little munchkin land, when the munchkins are out in the yard, that's all the little dogs, he is Mr. Personality. He loves to be with other dogs, so he is just, I can't say enough about this little man. Ask about Lucky, and then you see Reggie and Pablo. They are more like Kobe. Now, I think Pablo, I don't think he has a tooth left in that mouth, so he can't really, all he can do is be loved.
Aw, sweet baby.
We'll take it, that's for sure. What are our rescue needs at the shelter?
Rescue needs, one big one is volunteers. Consider giving of your time, talent, and treasures. We need you. You can register online for our rescue. You can stop in at our thrift shop and we'll get you started. You just have to fill out a form. And the same goes for our Christmas shop. We welcome you. Come in. We want you to be part of our volunteer family, and it is truly a family. And then our needs at the shop, or at the, I'm sorry, the rescue, are 55-gallon bin liners. We are in need of Purita dog chow, some clumping clay litter, which I ask for every week because, my goodness, the number of cats. And then we, of course, do 30 to 40 loads of laundry a day. So we need laundry detergent and bleach on a regular basis. So if you're out and about, just pick up one extra and drop it off. We appreciate it so very much. It offsets our expenses so that our money can go to our babies.
So important.
That's right.
It's so important.
And folks can get in touch with you three different ways.
That's right. You can go on our website, humanesocietyofyourcounty.org. You can, of course, look at us on Facebook. That's very live and fun. And there's one for the Christmas shop. There's one for the rescue. And there's one for the thrift shop. And then call us, 802-0902. And, of course, nothing speaks more than a furry friend. So stop in and touch, feel, and love at 8177 Regent Parkway, because they speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. If I can't get you to fall in love, I'm telling you what. I will find it if you come and talk to me.
Well, Mary Beth Knapp, one of the many volunteers, as she just mentioned, that will roll up their sleeves to help there at the Humane Society of York County. Thank you to you, Mary Beth, and so many of those volunteers. And get out there and adopt a fur baby.
And share the word, right?
Change
Help
your
everybody.
Life. That's
There's
it.
That perfect person out there for those pets.
That yes. is exactly right. All right, my friend, have a good Monday.
You have a great week, guys.
Thanks,
All right,
Mary Beth.
You too.